Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, really true. Weird story, and you heard this in the update out of Utah. You already heard the story out of Miami with the MMA fighter, and that is Conor McGregor. Just that's a weird story where his paparazzi kind of fan kind of guy, and he takes the phone out of his hand for him and cracks it for him, and now he's facing charges. But the other one is at a venue, at a game. Now, this one to me is Russell Westbrook is playing for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Mm-hmm. He's at they're playing at the Utah Jazz, and he says there's been – I'll just let him tell the story that Utah is the worst place to play.
Since I've been here, especially here in Utah, every time I come here, it's a lot of disrespectful things I said. And for me, I'm just not going to continue to take disrespect from my family. I just think that there's got to be something done. There's got to be some consequences for those type of people.
He says the fans there are out of control and there's a racial component to it.
There's got to be something done. There's got to be some consequences for those type of people that come to the game just to say and do whatever they want to say. And I don't think it's fair to the players, not just to me, but I don't think it's fair to the players. And if I had to do it over again, I would say the same exact thing.
Westbrook told him and his wife he was going to F them up after, allegedly, the man said to Westbrook, get down on your knees like you're used to. Here's the man. This is bad stuff all the way around. I mean, it really is. It's an ugly, ugly thing. Here's the fan from KSL Sports, Utah.
Got to be a professional. I mean, she was sitting down the entire time. Me and him were just, it was actually, we were kind of having fun, to be honest.
At least you thought you were having fun?
Yeah, he was smiling at one point, and there, I mean, there was a lot of people, because it was when, you know, Joe would come by and poked Paul George in the eye, and then Joe goes over and apologizes immediately. Russ is just F-bombing and carrying on, acting a fool down here, and everybody's getting on him. And he had, I guess, heat. I thought it was ice. I just told him, I'm like, just sit down and ice your knees, bro. And he turned to me, and he's like, that's heat. That's heat. And I'm like, well, you're going to need it. And then it turned into not safe for work.
So that's what provoked his response. There was no swear words.
I never said a swear word to him, and everybody in the vicinity will say it. And she never left her seat, never said a word, hands in her lap. Never said a single swear word to him. Not one. So, like I said, initially I was like, oh, I'm talking with Westbrook, you know? I mean, the guy's one of the greats, but he's also classless. I don't care. He can threaten me all he wants. I was the one talking to him. But don't threaten a woman. She's 5 feet tall and 110 pounds, man. I mean, never said a word to him. Her first NBA game ever. Welcome to the NBA, Jen.
I don't understand the need to engage at all. Maybe I'm just different, but I don't understand the need to engage at all, other than if you're a kid and you're asking for an autograph, or if it's that kind of exchange. Like, it's not within me as an adult to heckle another human. So I'm lost on that. Like, I understand maybe if other people want to do it. That road isn't even one that I ever go down, so I can't understand it.
This is the equivalent.
Like, even if it went down as that dude said, that to me is, like, totally foreign.
What this is the equivalent of, whether it be the guy trying to snap pictures of Conor McGregor as he's walking out of the hotel, and I'm not excusing what McGregor did and taking the guy's phone and breaking it, whether it be the aggressive heckling, the verbal attacks of players. I mean, there's playful heckling like Daryl, that kind of stuff, and then there's the kind of stuff that this guy is accused of saying to Russell Westbrook. This is the equivalent of the woman out in Arizona the other day who climbed into the panther cage and then got attacked by the cat and wondered why she got attacked. You're inserting yourself into the situation in an aggressive manner, not in a friendly manner, in an aggressive manner, and then you wonder why people clap back at you the way they do. This is, you're not a part of this. You may feel like you know these people because you see them on your screen all day. You don't know them, and you don't have the right to talk to anybody like this, even if they are a celebrity, an athlete, a public figure. There is just this inexcusable need for people to feel like they're a part of it.
How about just cheering for your own team?
I agree with you.
Right? I'm with you. Playful, when someone's shooting a free throw, you put your arms right up and, you know, yell, miss it or whatever. The guy even said in that interview, well, they poked one of the players in the eye. You poked one of the players in the eye.
He also seemed braggadocious that he was having an exchange with one of the greats. Like, yes. What do you get out of that?
Right. And this isn't a college student. This isn't like the Oakland Zoo yelling something out at a player. These aren't teenagers. These are grown men. Like, can't you find some other way to feel better about your life?
Everybody's got to be a part of it now.
And, you know, and then he's got to make it about his wife. Oh, my little 5-foot woman.
Well, here's the thing.
How about shutting your mouth and showing her what a man
is
like?
People want to poke the bear, and then when the bear bites them, they're the victim.
Yes.
Like that. Yeah. And it's just, it is exhausting. Sports and sports fandom has become exhausting because people don't subscribe to the same theory I subscribe to. Don't ever say anything about anybody or to anybody through that fence or whatever that you wouldn't say in an alley if it was just you two.
You know what they ought to do?
And unless you're willing to do that, don't let it come out of your mouth.
You know what I love to see at halftime is where they play a game and they pick people from the stands like that and they put them in the middle of the court and then they blindfold them and they take the blindfold off and they're face-to-face with the person they're saying that to and say, okay, why don't you repeat what you said?
No, I just want to see them fight.
Right.
And then I'm pretty sure
that would be the result if Jeff's theory was put into practice.
And I would love Russell Westbrook to go and beat the out of that guy.
You know, like, again, there's a big delineation between a whole crowd yelling Quaido or Daryl and then pointed, nasty remarks from point to point, from one person to another person.
And he was obviously proud of it.
Right.
He got his 15 minutes.
The guy,
he got to be on the news, and now everybody's talking about him this morning.
I know. It comes off so lowbrow when he says, I'm going back and forth with one of the greats.
I'm talking to Russ.
Do you think Russell Westbrook is going to say at the end of his career, you know what I did? I went back and forth with this guy in Utah that worked in an insurance office.
You know who needs to control this? The Utah Jazz.
I agree with you.
They need to stop this from happening. They need to take control of that place and kick these people out.
So weird. Such a weird psychological thing that happens with fans. It really is.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.